Satisfied with Jesus. Satisfied with Jesus. Said he'd be my comforter. Said he'd be my God. Been baptized in whose name?
Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Tearing on the Holy Ghost till the Holy Ghost came. Ever since that wonderful day. Wasn't it a wonderful day? Wasn't it a wonderful day? My soul has been satisfied. Praise the Lord, everybody. Just a little slight accident, a little water. Little water. I want us to gather again in his name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just thank God for a mind to be saved. Do you realize, do you recognize, do you understand what it means to have a mind to be saved?
Mm-hmm.
We don't really comprehend it. We can't really understand it. There are people that God is calling and drawing, but they don't have a mind to be saved. I thank God every day that I can remind myself for a mind to be saved. We're living in the last and evil days, amen?
Amen?
To have a mind. Everybody doesn't have a mind to be saved. Everybody doesn't have a mind to want to walk with Jesus. To have a mind to walk with the Lord is such a blessing. Amen?
Amen.
Don't fall asleep on me. To have a mind, to have a made up mind and a fixed heart. Giving all honor and praise to God, from whom all blessings flow. Giving honor to our pastor, Minister Paulette. Giving honor to the elders, the ministers, the deacons. Giving honor to my lovely wife. Giving honor to the saints of God. I say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Does everybody have one of these? You need to have one of these. If you don't have one of these, those that have one of these, can you hold it up? This has a lot to do with my message. This little cartoon on the inside. If you have that, can you hold it up? You know, saints, we need to appreciate what our pastor does. I see these on the floor. I see them in the back. We need to appreciate what he has done, because this is a blessing in itself. This is a witness in itself. This is the Bible in itself. And I count it a blessing. I didn't know that it's a joyful tune they call it. I didn't know this little joyful tune was going to be in here today. And it ties in with my message. I'd like for you to turn with me, if you can, to Matthew, the 9th chapter. Matthew, the 9th chapter. Hallelujah. And I'd like for you to stand out of reverence for the Word of God. Matthew, the 9th chapter, we're going to start at the 9th verse. The 9th verse to the 12th verse. I'm not going to hold you long. I'm going to give you what God has put on our heart. And then I'm going to sit down. Because it's time. It's time. It's time to get closer to God. Matthew, the 9th chapter. Let us read. And as Jesus passed from
thence,
he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of customs. And he said unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house,
behold, many publicans and sinners came,
sat down with him and his disciples.
And when the
Pharisees saw it,
they said
unto his disciples, why eateth thou your master with publicans and sinners? When Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Hold it right there. With that in mind, let us turn to St. Luke chapter number 15. St. Luke's Gospel chapter number 15. They that are whole need not a physician, except the publicans and sinners. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
It's on the screen. Let us read. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees said, scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Let us pray. Precious Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the apostolic word. For your word has said in Acts 2nd chapter, they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Lord God, help us to be steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Help us to be steadfastly in the faith. Help us to abide in the faith. Help us to stay in the ship so we may be saved. Lord God, we pray that you continue to bless our pastor. Bless this ministry, Lord. Bless every saint of God, every elder, every minister, every deacon. Have thine own way. Now, Lord God, let the word of God find us out and help us to draw near unto the word of God. Now, Lord God, take full control. Let some soul cry and say, what must I do to be saved? Let us all say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. Bless yourself. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of James, chapter number 4. The book of James, chapter number 4. Book of James, chapter number 4. Hallelujah. Verse number 7 and verse number 8. Book of James. I didn't know Pastor was going to put this in here, but God had put this message on my heart. And I want to take for a subject, it's time to draw near to Jesus. It's time to draw near to Jesus. I didn't know he put this in here. That's the Holy Ghost. Amen? Those of you that have a bulletin, let me see. Hold it up. Hold this little cartoon up. Look at the cartoon. This is very vital. This is essential. This is where we are. Do you feel like the devil has control over you? Look at the guy sitting on the couch. What does his shirt say? I'm empty inside. Think about it. Spiritually, he's empty. Amen? And what's he saying? First of all, who's he talking to? He ain't got no business talking to that rascal. I am tired of you messing up my life. Listen to him. I am tired of you messing up my... Now listen to what the devil has to say. Just listen to this. Hey kid, you can trust me. What? You can trust me. Do you hear that? You can trust me. You know that's a lie. I've got a bad rap from all of these Jesus followers. They have me labeled as a liar and a deceiver. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. I would never mess you up. Let me tell you what you need to do. Can you imagine that? Let me tell you what you need to do. And then we have James. We're going to read this scripture. In the book of James, chapter number 7. Like I told you, I didn't know this scripture was going to be in here, but the Holy Ghost knew. Amen? Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the who? Resist the who? Resist the devil and he will what?
Flee
from you. But we must first submit ourselves unto God. Next verse. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Amen? Think about the scriptures in the Gospels. St. Matthew's 9th chapter, St. Luke chapter number 15. The publicans and the sinners drew near unto Jesus. Think about this little cartoon here. This young man sitting on the couch. I'm empty inside. Everybody who's not living for Jesus, not somebody, but everybody, don't care how successful you may be, don't care how much money you may have, amen? Everybody who is not living for the Lord Jesus Christ, they are empty inside. There is a spiritual thirst. There is a spiritual hunger that they have. And all through their lives, just like you and I, all through their lives, they will try to fill this void, this emptiness that only God can fill. Jesus says in the 5th chapter of Matthew, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. Everybody. Just because you're a good person by itself, that does not mean you have a ticket to go to heaven. Nicodemus was a good person. Nicodemus was a religious person. But in the 3rd chapter of St. John, Jesus told him a little something. He said, you must be born again in order to see the kingdom of God. Then Jesus turned it up a little notch and he said, you must be born of water and of the Spirit in order to enter into the kingdom of God. Amen? Everybody, because of Adam's willful disobedience, born in sin and shaping in iniquity, we come in this world in trouble. We come in this world enemies of God. Amen? We come in this world with one strike against us. Is that we're sinners. A publican means nothing more than a sinner. They were tax collectors and they worked for the Roman Empire and they were considered lowlifes, no good. They were gypping and ripping off the people of Israel. And Matthew was a publican. Jesus called him to be an apostle, amen? But the sinners and the publicans drew near unto him. Now, in the 6th chapter of St. John's Gospel, Jesus said that no man, and that goes for woman too, can come unto me except the Spirit of my Father draws you. And the thing about God, ever since the fall, the 3rd chapter of Genesis, when you read the 3rd chapter of Genesis, up until that time, everything was perfect. Amen? But the 3rd chapter of Genesis, when Adam willfully disobeyed God, the Bible says that their eyes were open and they knew that they were naked. And the next thing they did was take fig leaves to cover up their nakedness. But when they heard the Lord coming to them, you see, they had a fellowship with God. They had a close relationship with God. And when Adam willfully disobeyed God, that relationship was severed. It was cut off. Amen? Adam really sold you and I into spiritual slavery. I have a book at home and it's called The Long Shadow of Adam. And the shadow is the sin that has been cast because of his willful disobedience to God. But him and Eve had a close relationship. It was personal. It was intimate. It was close. But when Adam willfully disobeyed God because the responsibility fell on him, he threw a wrench in the whole works. Now there was no more peace. There was no more fellowship. And when God came walking through the coolness in the evening, the first thing they did was hide from God. Every time since then, they always met God. They always fellowship with God. And mankind's been trying to hide ever since. Amen? All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. Man thinks that he's all right the way he is. Man wants to do it his way. He wants a paradise, but he doesn't want God to be the head of it. He wants peace, but he doesn't want God to be the head of it. How can you have peace without the Prince of Peace? Amen? You can't have peace without the Prince of Peace, because it's the Prince of Peace that's going to bring peace. It's the Prince of Peace that's going to restore peace. This is why the world is in the condition it's in today, is because people will not surrender their lives to God. That's the bottom line, saints. People are resisting God. They're trying to do it their way. When a person says that they don't want God, when a person says that they don't believe in God, they're really lying to themselves. Psalms 14 and 1 and 53 and 1 says, the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. The only one they're fooling is themselves. Deep down inside, the atheists and the agnostic know that there is a supreme being somewhere. All you have to do is take a look in the mirror. Who can put a body together like this but a supreme being? Amen? So in the Gospels, the Bible tells us that the sinners and the publicans drew near unto him. Now, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who were the religious ones, were supposed to be leading the people to God. And when God came manifested in the flesh and walked amongst them, they rejected him because he wasn't what they wanted. And when Jesus isn't what you want, you will continue to be empty. Amen? You will continue to walk around in sorrow. Look at this poor soul on the couch. This soul on the couch represents all of humanity who is not walking with God. Devil doesn't want this young man to believe the Christians. Hey kid, you can trust me, that's a lie. I've got a bad rap from all these Jesus followers, because we're telling them the truth about the devil, amen? Because we were once held captive by the devil, amen? They have me labeled as a liar, you know that's true. A deceiver, you know that's true. Don't listen to them, and you know that's not true, amen? I would never mess you up, you know that's not true. Let me tell you what you need to do. Well, what he needs to do is stop listening to Satan, amen? What he needs to do is start listening to those Christians, amen? And what he needs to do is surrender his life to Jesus, amen? It's time to draw near to Jesus. Do you and I recognize and realize what time it is? Do you realize that the time is late? It's no time for you and I to start missing Bible studies. It's no time for you and I in our private time to stop fellowshipping with God. Do you know the private time that you and I have at home is the most important time? Amen. When we go out those doors, that's where it counts the most. Hallelujah. You don't put on Christianity and take it off like a jacket. You don't go home and put Jesus in the closet and do whatever you want to do. This is our life. It is a way of life we have entered into. And if we have entered into it, we've come out of another life. We've been delivered from spiritual darkness, and we're in this marvelous light. God wants us to live this thing every day. I'm so thrilled about Brother Kwan's son's testimony. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, I told him before he left, I said, you get serious in serving God. I said, and God will use you to win other young people to Christ. I thank God that he's holding on. I thank God that he's persevering. The mere fact that Ella Camp spoke about it encourages my soul. It's time to draw near to Jesus. It's time to pray like we've never prayed before. It's time to study and read the Word of God like we've never done it before. It's time to turn that thing upside down and fast like we've never done before. It's time to be a witness in the school and in the job. Yes, Deacon George, they're going to persecute you. Wear it as a badge of honor. The Bible says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. If you and I have a mind to lift him up, if you and I have a mind to live for him in these last and evil days, we will suffer persecution. But the Bible says, if we suffer with him, we will reign with him. Hallelujah. I want to tell you about a couple of dreams I shared with my wife. I shared it with Ella Camp yesterday. Him and I were together for a little while. God's been dealing with me in dreams. This one particular dream I had, I was in this room with all these people, and they was acting up. And this one person on my right side, he was doing all kind of weird things, and he had his tongue out, and it looked like a serpent wiggling in and out of his mouth. And then there was somebody on my left side, and they were acting. All these people in the room with me, they were acting ungodly. And the Holy Ghost inside of me got grieved. And I started calling on the name of Jesus. Woo! Hey! And when I called on the name of Jesus, because I got grieved in how they was acting up, when I called on the name of Jesus, I said, Jesus. And it was like a sonic boom went through the room. Poof. And I told the other camp, I said, and I told my wife, I said, when I did that in the dream, everybody started running around and scrambling and running into each other. And they were just running around scrambling. And the next thing I know, they were all gone. They all, I don't know where they went, but they just left the room and I was in the room by myself. And then I went outside. And when I went outside, there was this person in the distance, maybe from where Deacon George is standing. And they had this long black robe on. And all of a sudden, they, like the ninjas had the little stars, and they throw them at you. He started, or whatever it was, started throwing these things at me. And I had a stick in my hand. But never mind the stick, I started calling on Jesus. And when I called on Jesus, and he was, whatever it was, throwing these star things at me, it seemed like an invisible hand was just knocking them down. Then they pulled out these two round things, and they were sharp. And this, whatever this thing was in the road, threw the two round things at me. And somebody, and I kept calling on the name of Jesus. And whatever it was, it had to be angels. I didn't see anybody. They just knocked them down. They fell right in front of me. Poof, poof. And as I kept calling on the name of Jesus, the person that was wearing this robe, the robe fell off of them. And they came to a place of repentance, and I was embracing them. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. This thing is real. We live in a spiritual world. We're fighting a spiritual enemy. Hallelujah. First of all, God is a spirit. He gives us his Holy Spirit. We get his word out of a holy Bible. He expects us to live a holy life. And you can't live holy without the Holy Ghost. Amen? Can't do it on our own. The song says, satisfied with Jesus. Satisfied with Jesus. This young man on the couch, he's empty inside. He needs Jesus. The world needs Jesus. To be truthful with you, the world needs you and I. The world needs you and I, because you and I are a representation of Jesus. We represent Jesus. We're ambassadors. Somebody said it in their testimony. We are ambassadors of Christ. We represent that kingdom that is coming. And you think about it the next time you get tempted. You think about it the next time you get weak. You think about who you belong to. And who paid the price for you and I to be here? You think about it. It's time to be encouraged. It's time to draw near to God. It's time for me and I, you and I, to turn off the television, turn on the gospel music, open up your Bible, get into the Word, study the Word, hallelujah, memorize the Word, get the Word down in your heart. The only way you can fight off the devil is through the Word of God. Amen? That's how Jesus fought him when he was tempted in the wilderness. Satan misrepresented the Word. He twisted the Word. But Jesus used the Word to fight him back. When you know the Word and got the Word down in your heart, the devil will flee from you because you're submitted to God. It's time to draw near to God. It's time to get closer. We can't afford to miss prayer meetings. We can't afford to miss Bible studies. We can't. And when we have the time, when we have to make time, you and I have to pray. We have to pray. If you don't pray, you won't have a mind to stay. If you don't fast, you won't last. And if you can't take it, the Word of God, if you can't take it and hide it in your heart, you won't make it. It's time to be saved. It's time to be a witness. Don't you know that God desires to use every last one of us for the upbuilding of his kingdom? Each one, win one. Each one, win one. Do you realize that every last one of us who are walking with Christ, if we won one soul to Christ, what could happen? And then that soul wins another. And then that soul wins. Do you see what's going on? The publicans and the sinners drew near to him. Now watch this. Because when we lift him up like we're supposed to, when we let our light shine like we're supposed to, when we live for him like we're supposed to, amen? I'm talking about in the school, on the job, in the home, in the community, in the mall. I'm talking about when we go out that door, when we live for him like we're supposed to, we're going to draw the unsaved. We're going to draw those who are in spiritual darkness. Yes, there'll be the mockers and the scoffers, but let me tell you about the mockers and the scoffers. Deep down inside, they're crying out. Deep down inside, they're empty like the one on the couch. Deep down inside, they wish they had what we had. That's why they mock and scoff. They mock and scoff you and I because they're afraid of the light. Spiritual light drives back darkness. In the natural, how does it work? When you come in the room and the room is dark, when you switch the switch, illumination comes on. Amen? Now I can see clearly. The Bible says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word will show you and I how to walk right, how to talk. It's the Word. When you and I live right, somebody is going to be drawn to you and I. That's how this thing works. You and I are light and salt. And like I told you, salt changes everything it comes in contact with. Think about it. We are the salt of the world. We represent that kingdom that's coming. And you see, salvation and drawing near to God is all about transformation. Change. God wants to change you and I. Do you realize where we're headed? Do you realize the responsibility we're going to have? My Bible tells me that we're going to judge angels. Woo! We're going to be kings and priests in his kingdom. We're going to take our crowns and throw them at his feet. We're going to give back to him what he's given to us. And the talents and abilities that we all have, we have them because God wants us to use them to his glory, to his honor, to his praise. Amen? Every last one of us in here can win a soul to Christ. We're not all called to be preachers and teachers and singers and write poetry and different things, but we're all called to be a light. Amen? We're all called to be salt. And I love it because I remember where he brought me from. I mean, I remember it had been instilled in me about God, the Word of God. But I was running. I was running in the wrong direction. And when the light came on, when I realized and recognized I do need Jesus. Jesus is all this time I've been running from him, and he's the very one I need. But I surrendered. The song says I went to the church one night, and my heart wasn't right. But something, something got a hold of me. I looked at my hands and they looked new. I looked at my feet and they did too. Ever since that wonderful day, my soul has been satisfied. This thing is real. I dare you to try Jesus. I dare you to try. The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. And if you taste and see that the Lord is good and you walk away, it wasn't because God wasn't good. It was because you did not want to submit. It's because you did not want to surrender. This walk of God is all about surrendering. There's something about surrendering. There's something about walking in humility. There's something about obedience. There's a blessing in humility. There's a blessing in obedience. There's a blessing in surrendering. Because when we do that, we're drawing near to God. And he'll draw near unto us. He desires to use every last one of us. And what you and I must do is put ourselves in a position so we can be used by Jesus. There are souls out there that are hungry. There are souls out there that are thirsty. How are they going to know if we don't live it? We have got to lift him up. He said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Yes, that was twofold. He was talking about Calvary, but he was also talking about you and I lifting him up in our lives. He says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. God wants you and I to lift him up. He wants you and I to live this. Brothers and sister, Paul said that the eye have not seen, nor have the ear heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Do you realize what is awaiting you and I? All this is temporary. All this is going to be destroyed. He's going to make Revelation 21. He's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. Peter said, wherein dwells righteousness? Deep down inside the Holy Ghost, I get grieved when I see the young people running the streets in Albany. Just like a pack of wolves. Young people out at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, running and ripping, running the streets. They look like a bunch of wolves out there. A wild pack. Young people. Lost. Just like the one on the couch. Empty. And they sit on everybody else's steps but ours. My wife and I came home one night and they were sitting on our steps. I started passing out some tracks to them. They don't sit on our steps no more. All you gotta do is look around. We're winding down. Time is short. The news media is nothing more than a fulfillment of the Bible. Jesus is coming. It's time to draw near to Jesus. Amen.